You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Boxer Retail Limited released their interim results for the first 6 months of their new financial year. The 6 months ended 31 August 2025. Now, this is the first set of interim numbers for the business since listing in November of last year. We would have caught up around the end of year numbers earlier in this year, but for the new financial year, this is the first update of a six-month kind. We're going to take a look at this with the Chief Executive Officer at Boxer, Marek Masojada. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of the performance. Marek, lovely to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. A strong start to the new financial year. Only your second financial year as a listed entity, but the business has continued to show some signs of improvement and signs of strength. What do you make of the first 6 months?
Good afternoon, Jimmy, and thanks for having me. Yes, we are very happy with the results that we put out to the market today, showing, you know, real strong turnover performance at up 13.9%, and probably the most positive number was the like-for-like sales achieved, where we grew our existing stores by 5.3%. So happy with the momentum that we've gained and built over the first 6 months of the year.
Marek, alongside the update from a financial perspective, operationally, the business has made a couple of changes. I see you introduced a new loyalty program, the Boxer Rewards Club. Take us through, from a grocer and from a retailer's perspective, where you're seeing value in things like the rewards programs, understanding the kind of market that you guys compete in.
Yes, Jimmy, we introduced our Boxer Rewards Club in about November of last year, and we've about to go through our 12-month anniversary. We've signed up approximately 2.3 million members who've joined our rewards club and are getting value back whenever they shop at Boxer. We have specific promotions where we reward customers according to their spend. And it's been a powerful mechanism for them to get more value back at Boxer stores. It also, from a company perspective, enables us to get information about consumer spending habits and patterns, which we've also seen some good value out of. So yes, it's a journey. We have about a quarter of our turnover associated with an individual shopping card or swipe, as we call it. And that's really opening up some insights for our teams here.
Marek, what are you seeing from a consumer perspective? I mean, Boxer operates in a very specific segment of the South African market compared to some other supermarket retailers out there. And I mean, you look to compete on product set, and Boxer has a little over 3,000 products within the product range that you guys offer to consumers. 2,000 of those are mostly foodstuffs. That doesn't give you much competitive advantage in a market that might have a grocer having 15,000, but it also might put you at an advantage because you could potentially provide your product set a lot cheaper. How are you seeing the South African consumer and what they're looking for from you at the moment?
Yes, Jimmy, interesting points that you've made then, and spot on. Yeah, we operate very much in the value-conscious consumer segment of the market. And for that reason, you know, our success depends on our ability to offer customers best value at the till. We see our format, the discount format, as a powerful model of where we're able to use the simplicity of the model and also our absolute focus on those 3,000 lines to be able to really be experts in the way in which we procure and sell those products. And through that efficiency is what enables us to really compete in the market against the bigger players out there that might have a wider range than ourselves. I think our customers know us and trust us for these essential items that they depend on.
Marek, from a numbers perspective, the business saw an increase in trading profits. Margins, though, stayed exactly the same when compared to the first 6 months of last year. Margin consistency is not a bad thing, but it's always great to be able to see a headline figure grow, to be able to see profits grow, turnovers grow. It shows that the business does continue to maintain its momentum in a difficult environment.
Yes, absolutely, and that is our goal. I mean, Jimmy, just to unpack it a little bit, our trading profit, which is representative of our operational performance, increased by 15 0.1% over last year. So relative to our turnover growth of 13.9%, our trading profit increased at a higher rate. And I think that reflects the efficiencies and our cost control in our business. Our stable trading margin compared to last year at 4.1 was actually an excellent performance, because in the 6 months we absorbed some additional costs into our income statement as a result of now being a listed entity. There have been additional costs as we brought in certain functions, etc., in-house that previously were done by the Pick n Pay group. And we've been able to absorb those expenses through doing more turnover and volume through the business. I think the other thing just to note is, when we go down to a headline earnings point of view, is that on listing, Boxer took on some long-term debt. And obviously, there's a cost of interest that we've incurred during the 6 months, whereas in our base, we had interest earnings of approximately 60 million. So headline earnings grew 5% versus the trading profit of 15%. But it's largely as a result of the restructure that was put in place at time of IPO. As we move forward and as the company trades profitably, we've repaid 200 million rand worth of our long-term debt during the half. We intend on repaying down further debt, and we'll see the two measurements of headline earnings and trading profit now move more in sync with each other.
Reducing debt, but also keeping shareholders in mind with that maiden interim dividend of 45 cents per share. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Marek for those insights and for the time. All the best for the second half of the financial year. We look forward to catching up at the end of a strong year. Marek Masojada, the Chief Executive Officer of Boxer Retail Limited, joining us to give us a sense of the first 6 months of that business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.